Gentlemen, ladies, all you G.I. Hot fans from Ketchikan to Calcutta, it's time now to visit Eddie Condon's Jazz Band Ball by direct rebroadcast straight from the hallowed and gilt-edged town hall on the island of Manhattan. Now your host for this jazz bash, Fred Robbins.
Eddie Condon's Jazz Concert.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Good afternoon, hot music aficionados all over the United States, Canada, and Latin America. Well, outside of a little salute to Louis Armstrong, nobody seems to know just what's going to happen here this afternoon, as usual. Nobody, that is, except Mr. Eddie Condon.
Well, the personnel of that last number, Eugene Shearer on the piano, still at Nick's, Bob Haggard, still with these chickens on the bass. Ernie Casares on the baritone, radio man, does that Mildred Bailey show and various other ones. And Miff Mole has got the band down at Nick's. And P.B. Russell is in that band down at Nick's. And I guess that was all. Maxie Kaminsky had a little bit to do with that background. Now, there's a fellow here I want to say a few words concerning this next number. Gene Krupa.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Eddie,
yes.
I've always had an ambition. You remember a record that Bobby Haggard and Ray Perdue made a long time ago?
Positively do.
I think they entitled it Big Noise from Winnetka.
That's out in our home country, Gene.
That's right. So I've always had a desire to play that with Bobby, and I guess the opportunity presents itself right now, huh?
I don't know of a better chance.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Gene. Gene, as you know, is at the Capitol Theater. They ran out of several rolls of tickets this morning, so we're going to let everybody in for nothing, starting at 2:30 tomorrow morning. All right, Gene, you want to take this? Go ahead. just for certain, that was composed by Ray Baduke and Bob Haggard, who played the bass at this present rendition, past rendition. Now, this next number is going to be a thing. We're going to salute this one to Louis Armstrong. We used to play this around Chicago 18, 19 years ago around the Sunset Cafe. Recorded it, and it's called Butter and Egg Man. Are you boys ready over there? I'm going to give you two beats on this. Here we go. One, two. The Butter and Egg with Muggsy Spanier on the cornet. One of the few cornet players left. Now, Peavy, looks like you start this out. Peavy's going to play a little composition of his own. In fact, I think everyone's composed this number from some angle or viewpoint. This is going to be called The Blues by Peavy Russell. Take four bars, Peavy. Go ahead. Thank you. Finally unshackled Phoebe. This next go around is Heebie Jeebies, another salute to Louis Armstrong. This is going to feature some fellows here. We have Miff on the trombone, Pee Wee Russell on the clarinet, Billy Butterfield on the cornet, and Haggard still with us, Gene Schrader, and Joe Grasso's on the drums.
How about three beats? Got that five, any bit? Ready? One, two, three.
Edward, I guess you got the barefoot gang ready. I see our fullback Pee-wee has his shoulder pads adjusted.
How about those pads under his eyes?
Who's carrying those bags these days?
All right, look it, fellas. Are you ready, Gene? I'm going to give you two beats on this. Ready? One, two. Thank you.
tape on the trombone, Miss Mole. It was Max Kaminsky from the Pied Piper downtown. Got his own band down there. Down at Nick's. Here's Pee-wee from the same saloon. Billy Butterfield. The last of Billy for a few weeks. Bob Haggart, the chicken raiser. Those chickens are laying some extra eggs now, Bob. There's Gene Schrader again, downtown at Nick's.
Forces Radio Service.